Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today. It is March the 2nd. I want to make sure I even know the right day, of course, but I'm teasing. I know it's March the 2nd, 2026. I am so excited to be with all of you. I am shouting out to you all. Happy March. I know that we are, you know, as soon as we hear March, we know that some of that winter weather is ending. So we appreciate that. Hello, hello, everyone. Come on in. I see many of you in the chat room. I know we have some things to talk about, and I definitely want to do some readings today. But before I get into that, if you are here for the first time, I'd like to say hello and come on in. We're going to be taking some questions in the room, and I'll be looking forward to getting to know you better. We also, of course, over on YouTube, I would really appreciate if you haven't subscribed to the channel, please do. And also go ahead and hit that like button for us. And I really appreciate that as well. I mean, so I want to say thank you to all of you so very much. I don't want to go too far with Lulu, but I definitely appreciate all of the love and support around her passing. I know that it was something that was definitely, you know, since last August, we were around the clock pretty much taking care of her and giving her the best, very, very best end of life care. Back in November, they told me that it was her time, and I resisted until I absolutely knew I couldn't resist anymore, or it just wasn't right for her. And the very last day, she very loud and clear let me know in her loud and clear little way. There was no suffering, no pain, nothing like that. She just definitely wound up not knowing, of course, at the end of the day where she was, and it was just time. So I already had a dream about her. Many of you have asked me, of course, in true form, you all care so much and you are all so amazing, but she already came to me in my sleep literally one night after the fact. And I'm sure in time we'll, you know, be communicating, but I am definitely with a huge hole in my heart, as you all know. And I am also so, so grateful to be able to be here with you and do this work. Because one thing I can promise you is that when we go through, or at least for myself, and I think for many of you, especially those of you coming out into the world and really coming forward and out loud with your gifts, it is so important to realize, no matter what we're going through, people need our help more than ever before, and people need guidance more than ever before. And I know, you know, of course, I took some downtime with my husband, who is an amazing dog dad. And I will say that again and again. If it weren't for him, I don't think I could have made it with her this far. But in any case, we had a great team going for very many, many months, and neither one of us slept. So we don't really know how to sleep, but we're going to learn again. And the boys as well. So we're a foursome now, and we're going to stay that way for a little while, because you've also, in true form, have asked me already if I'm, you know, going to get another puppy, and you all know me so well. So I'm going to say no for now. I am definitely going to keep my our little foursome here happy, and definitely grateful for every second. I have zero regrets. I am so excited. I'm ready to manifest with you guys. I have so much more free time. You have no idea. And we have so much to look forward to together. I know that part of our lives, you know, what do they say? There's two things we have no choice of doing in life, you know, what, pay taxes and pass away. So with that being said, I believe that every time we lose someone, we also gain not only in our experience, our wisdom, our grief, our processes, we also gain an understanding as an intuitive. I am so excited to see all of you this morning. Please come on in. But we gain a lot more understanding about loss, and we gain a lot more about life, because it really does embrace and encourage our spirits in every way, shape, and form to really seek not only more peace within ourselves, but also to be able to be there with more kindness and love and compassion and understanding for everything you guys go through. And that's really what's on my mind. And so in this Mercury retrograde, and of course, you know, we say everything happens for a reason. And I did reach out to Mark the night before. There was something in my spirit with knowing. I knew that day, you know, I knew for some reason. I didn't have clarity the night before, but I did prepare myself. And I had called Mark Husson and I said, look, I have to know, because we're going into a retrograde. I just had a sense that Lulu was in fact born in a retrograde. And so right when Mercury turned, she really didn't waste any time. So with that being said, he had me quite prepared from that, you know, in every way, really. I couldn't have asked for more support and around that preparation, but we really didn't know until the morning of. So it was good. And that's all I want to say about it. And I want to shift this conversation, because we are in a Mercury retrograde, and we definitely, I'm sending so much love and gratitude. Christine Demorier is in the chat room this morning. Thank you, Chris. And I know you have a new show now on, or a renewed, I should call it, since we're in this Mercury retrograde. And I know for a few weeks you're back live on radio at 11 a.m. Pacific time today. So everybody tune in as well. I know Chris has been on radio for many years and now has taken a nice break. And so she's refreshed and rejuvenated and all of these things that the retrograde loves us, encourages us to come forth with. And so we know we're right in sync with that. And I look forward to that, Chris. So thanks. And thanks for being here. And thanks for the love around Lou. All of you, Fran and Erin and Annika and Maya and Karen and Lori, hello. I love that you're here. Happy birthday. We're going to talk to you today. Michelle and Lara Quelli. Lori, hello to you as well. Laura is here. And Tara, thank you so, so much. Larry, you too. Irandi, Nadine, hello. Big hugs to you and Carol as well. Beth, hello. And Pamela. You guys, we've been having some little Mercury retrograde funnies, you know, I like to call them. And because honestly, sometimes we want to, hello, Miss Fairy. We want to make sure that we don't over-energize what's happening. And I know you're all coming from Mark Husson's show, and I hope you had a good time. And I know you had a good time. But with that, you know, I think with the retrogrades, I am definitely a mix. I think that there are so many positive things that come along with it. Of course, there are lessons that come along with it, because patience may not be our strong suit at a certain, on any given day, but it definitely teaches us a lot of, it teaches us a lot of values, or perhaps it enhances some of our traits, and it also encourages many, many things that we could really bring into our space and ourselves. And one of those things is maybe returning, or I think, you know, the Pisces energy, I feel like I can't get rid of, I'm only kidding. C.A. Brooks's birthday is coming up soon. And I was talking about that last night with her, and I love the Pisces energy for so many reasons. And then I also, as a Gemini with an Aries moon, I'm like, okay, we can take a little bit of it, but not a whole lot. I'm teasing. However, it is emotional, as you all know. It is intense. It's an intense time. It's very, very psychic. It's very sometimes unusual. It's also very, I don't want to say it can be sad at times, but really it's about releasing anything or everything that you can come up with within your own self, like about your past. You may really be feeling this now, right? And I think that it's about also a permanent shift of emotional release into more strength as we begin at the end of the month our new year. And so between now and the time the sun goes into Aries, we have such a great opportunity, because somebody says to me, oh, March is going to be messy and this and that and that. No, March can actually be a beautiful, it can be beautiful if we think about how we can inspire ourselves for new beginnings by releasing our old junk, I want to call it right now, but in any case, whatever the things are, and I'm sure you'll be feeling yourself thinking about things that happened 100 years ago, or maybe 20, or maybe 10, or maybe if you have an argument with someone. I've been hearing some things like, you know, you did this to me 10 years ago, and I'm going to remember it now. Or so-and-so did this to me. And oh, and you are going to want to relate things that happen, maybe our triggers, our emotional processes, you know, like that old wound that has to come to the forefront to close it out once and for all, so we can look forward to some really good closure, really good endings, really good outcomes, tie it up in a nice little neat bow and move on. And by the end of the month, I think we'll be really beginning anew. And so I feel with all of you, let me come in the room. Melinda, hello to you. Melinda says her 14-year-old little dog passed unexpectedly a few weeks ago. I say no to a new pup, but it's just for now. Yeah, everything is for right now, right? I'm so sorry for your loss also. I believe the innocence about it all. And I'm sorry that it was so unexpected, because I did, you know, when we go through life and death and we lose who we deeply love unconditionally, especially our animal friends, I have come to the conclusion for myself, and I know we're all going to have an opinion about this. I was really grateful for the time to prepare. And I finally, you know, for many, many years, I was like, well, unexpected. I've had unexpected people pass, or pets or whatever, and, you know, had no clue beforehand. I guess it's six one way, half a dozen the other, but I definitely am. I feel like it's better when we have time to prepare, and I'm sorry that it was unexpected. And I know that we'll be talking to you in the warmer season, Melinda, and I'm sure you know, it's a little too soon, but I know you're a dog mom through and through. And when you are, you know, I just feel, you know, you'll have another connection, I'm sure, at some point. But for now, tend to your heart and your spirit. And I think it's good to honor our friends every way we can, and then before we have a new beginning, you know. So, all right, let me take a look now. Let me come in also. But my heart goes out to you, Melinda, of course. And you all know, when we go through something, you know, it's a really significant truth that the universe aligns with us as guides who is going through a similar experience, or who is going through a new experience that you've already gone through, and things like that. And so wisdom carries forward. And I love that piece, you know. All right, now, let's see. Suzanne, good morning. Maureen, hello. Those dinosaurs. Yes, I am a dinosaur. All right, let's take a look. Terry, good morning to you as well. Big hugs to you. Happy to see you here. All Oh, I'm so glad, Fran, for you also. I remember Buddy has a little woman. I actually see him now in very rare and very pure form with that little companion girl. It's pretty funny. Definitely. How are you all tending to yourselves also during the retrograde? You know, one thing that we can release right now is, well, we have great excuses for things like self-care, and we have great excuses for things like tending to our needs, catching up on some late payments, or perhaps conversations that were needed, or a response to an email or a request, or making sure everybody in your world is on the up and up in every way, and things like that. And so we can use this energy to really, really catch up on life. So I hope you're doing some of that. I'm smiling about the retrograde because I know it's a pain in the ass, but I also believe that we have so much time and space to really take advantage of it and stay up on it, you know? So, you know, sometimes we pull, and I'll talk about this too. When we pull that Seven of Swords energy, it works both ways. Somebody says to me, oh, I got the Seven of Swords and I'm so afraid so-and-so is stealing from me, or I'm so afraid I'm being taken advantage of, or, you know, sometimes the Seven of Swords works in the other way as well. We can get ahead of it. We could stay on top of it. We can kind of get away with some things, you know? I don't want to ever encourage a shortcut, but often it's a lucky break. And so we can look forward to some of that too in this energy. There are many, many blessings around a Mercury retrograde that we can look forward to, okay? And at the end of it, we can really look forward to it. All right, so let's take a peek. Let me see who's next, or let me see who's first, actually. I'm going to get into this. And for some reason, they're not letting me up on the screen. So if you have, Lori, you're going to be first, Lori W. If you all have any questions, please come and let me know. And this way I can catch up with you all. All right, here we go. Lori W. asked for a birthday reading. So interesting. You know, the first thing they're showing me, legit, like literally, are flowers, but they're showing me more garden flowers and spring, like the spring energy. So planting the garden, or maybe planting something, perhaps, or maybe you're going to, you know, someone will, you know, bring you this. It's almost like bulbs I'm seeing weirdly, but also a lot of grounding. And what I feel about this is adding more color to your life symbolically. And also you will be bringing more color to your life, as well as opening yourself up to maybe, I want to say, to learn something new, or to, when I see more color in your life, flowers, really good, sweet energy, the groundedness of the earth, getting in the dirt, weeding your garden for fresh, more fresh and new energy, having new connections, this kind of thing. I do, I feel some of this, but let's take a look at some cards too. I also feel like growth when I see, or planting new seeds for growth. I love that too. I think you've been a little, maybe you've been a little tiny, you know, a little under the weather, or having maybe a little fear or worry Oh, my mom was a gardener. She was a Pisces. Okay. Well, many blessings. I love that. I think that's great. I'm actually looking at this. You know, you're going to have like a boost of health this year yourself. And I'm sorry for the loss of your mother. And I really, really feel that maybe you're going to take on a little bit of this. And I feel some of that. I hope for that. I believe that you're going to take after your mom as time goes on. You know what I mean? And so I really like that energy, but I also feel this. I also feel you're going to have a little upgrade in your health and an upgrade around certain things like communicating. If there's anything new that you want to do, I encourage you to do it. Even an online class, online information, anything like this feels really, really right for you around media and really enjoying this aspect of your life. Maybe prior you were a little shy about coming out into the world, and now you've come out into the world. And of course we say, this is for the year. So it's a birthday reading for the year. But I also feel like between now you're getting good. Okay. My health is getting so much better. She says, I could tell, and it's going to even become better. Also nutritionally, there was something that you used to do that you may go back to. It is a Pisces, it's a retrograde, and I get all that, but I'm saying it beyond that. And this has been with you before this retrograde in your spirit, like whether it's and I do feel it's nutrition, because we need to boost some of that immune system permanently now. And so you may go back to a program, or you may find something of a multivitamin drink or something kooky like this. I'm getting like a powder, mix the powder, da da da. Anyway, I feel some of that too. And I like that for you. Okay. So you're going to really boost your health. I love that. Your sleep, I think learning is on the table, and you're going to just, I think this year is going to become better and better. Okay. And I love your soul too. And thank you. And I hope you have an amazing year. We'll be celebrating you for times to come. So let's just say that. Okay. All right. And you let me know how you're doing. Also right now, I feel stay away from people, in your face space, you know, like, I want to say this to all of you. This season has been tremendous for all of these things, like the flu and the blah, 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 respiratory stuff. So keep everybody away from that, your little personal space there. And I think you are careful about all that stuff coming up, but you're okay. And I also feel if you're worried about finances, I also see manifestation, a lot of ability to manifest this year as well, especially this summer months. When you come back after May, Sun in Taurus, good energy in there and beyond that. Okay. So very good for you. All right, Lori, thank you so, so much for being here. I'm so grateful. Okay. Let me see who's next. I feel like, another thing that I've noticed of late for all of you is repetitive patterns around learning and experience. And so
hello, everyone. So sorry for the interruption. Here is Kat.
Hi, guys. See, we're not kidding about this energy, but in case, talk about patterns and yes, repetitive patterns. No, I'm back and I'm so excited. I can't even tell if you guys could see me or not, but I'm assuming you can. So happy Mercury retrograde to all of you. I know it's going to be fun, but at least we have our humor. So thank you for hanging in there with me, guys. Okay, here we go. We're back. All right. You got it. Thank you, Mark. Sorry about that. Okay. So where were we? Mercury retrograde strikes again. Okay, we talked to Lori. Who did I move to? Did I move to anyone yet? I was talking about the repetitive patterns. Yeah, well, this is another thing. So, of course, you all understand. I guess I was trying to make my point clear. Just be careful and almost think before you speak, because with that being said, I feel like, with you not thinking, you're going to go back into the patterns, and sometimes it's a little more difficult. Okay. So I hope that helps. All right. Now, I know the point was well taken. Thank you, Lori. That's funny. Okay. Let's just keep going. I also want to say, Fairy has a great question, and this is also very, very true. She said, do we have any insights on the nervous system care during this cycle? You know, I honestly feel like you're due. I don't know if you go for massage or reflexology or anything like this. This is for you specifically. I feel that it would really, really help you. And also, even if it's not reflexology, it could be a whole body massage. I feel touch would be very, very good for you. Not for everyone. I'm just saying for you, at this time, I feel like that's part of the answer, because you also feel like I feel like you're a little tight in your body. And so that would really help relax you. And also, I believe that there is, you know, sometimes we go into a clearing of some past mistakes or maybe, I don't want to say regret, but if there's anything like this, any regret or a release, like a letter to the universe, releasing some of our imperfections. I feel this, especially with tomorrow, the full moon and everything on the other side of that Virgo energy. It's like, gosh, can we pick on ourselves anymore? No, and we should not. But I do believe that's big right now because of this upcoming moon and everything else and the energy we're going through this retrograde. So we tend to pick on ourselves. So I'm going to say forget all, you know, maybe write a little letter, release certain feelings or expressions you want to get rid of, something that's in your mind. I do feel like something's weighing on you a little bit from before. And so I think this will calm you some, writing down and releasing. Just, you could throw it in the trash. I'm never going to say, I don't want to tell anybody else to burn anything, because I've heard of an incident of late, and we're not doing that. And it wasn't related to myself or anyone I knew, but it was a third party, you know, burn the paper and start a mess, you know, kind of thing. So we're not doing that. But I will suggest that you write the letter to the universe and send it, and either rip it up or put it away, or, you know, to release some of these feelings and this, whatever's in your nervous system. Sometimes just clearing it is a really good thing. Also, I am not a doctor. I cannot give medical advice. I am a big believer in that red light therapy. I do not want to, I'm bringing up the topic so you all can sort that, but, Fairy, because I really feel a little of this too. It really does calm, it brings a sense of peace. It brings a bit of calm, this kind of thing. And it really does, I think, raise certain vibration. I do feel like a little raise of vibration, stuff like that. I also feel for nerves. I really am a big believer in food therapy also. Something calming, something comforting, grounding. I don't believe when our nervous system is off that we should really diet. I just don't. I feel like it's really the opposite, allowing yourself to listen to yourself and understanding what it is that you need in your body for now, or what is calling you. Lara said she's giving her dog red light therapy right now and she loves it. I love that too. We're going to take a look at you in a minute also. But I also believe in, like, of course, the caffeine factor. We want to watch that intake. And all of these things are ideas. I love this question too. I'm just going through my brain thinking specifically for her, but also for everyone. I love that you're all going for a massage. We have a lot going on in the collective. The infrared is great too. And the red light is great too. There's infrared and now there's red. I use both. I will say that I believe in it. If the more sensitive you are, and this is another thing for all of you right now, the more sensitive you know you are, and the more you tap in or tune into your energy, your gifts, your intuition, your spiritual lives, as well as your physicality and your day-to-day existence, you know, you're going to have a big nervous system right now. And for myself, any kind of collective, what's going on in the collective, I'm very aware of. I have friends right in the thick of it all. So I hear a lot of things every day. And, you know, there's no ignoring or denying what's happening in the outer world. So we have to really monitor our nervous system, because as a sensitive, and you as well, you're picking these things up. But yes, I love the infrared light for many, many reasons. But you have to check with your doctor and make sure it's okay, because I don't want to, you know, it's a suggestion to check into for yourself. I like it that way. It works for me. I know that I'm very fragile, as you all know. And now with the when we lose someone we love, we start thinking about, you know, everything else. So it's definitely compounded right now, my sensitivity, but also the psychic space is very strong because of the Pisces energy that we're in and the retrograde. And believe it or not, sometimes in retrogrades, our predictions start to come true. And I want to say this because you guys will see, you may have thought of something months ago or years ago, even about what's happening now in your world or your life or someone else's or whatever. You may have a hunch, or, and then suddenly it just happens and it comes true. You know, if things were on hold, if you felt like you couldn't move, some of this energy will shift things that were also stuck. You know, it will help you move one way or the other. The momentum is on its way. We have the year of the horse. We have a lot of the Neptune, Saturn, and Aries. We have movement ahead. I like to look at the Pisces retrograde as the last good kick in the ass, but I'm only kidding. But it is, in a way, to prepare you for what's ahead. But absorbing is a big word right now. Your sponges, you're going to absorb more of what's happening from an emotional point of view. You know, it's going to make you feel emotional, and it intensifies. You're already, you know, fragile. I use the word fragile loosely, but sensitive, tender, fragile nerves like this, and anything that calls to you, of course. But I love the massage. I love the infrared. I love the red. I love the writing to release anything that's hanging over our head. And I like all that. Now, I will confess to all of you, I'm on day 13 of, I love, Melinda said, what about all of you? What are you guys using? She's using the vibration plate. I love that plate too. Nadine has a bio mat. All of you will use, and these are things that we've used over the years in, you know, intermittently up and down, or we use different things at different times. We meditate, we relax, but it's hard sometimes to relax and meditate. You are not alone if you have difficulty sitting still or lying still, meditating when you have a lot on your mind. So sometimes that's a little more difficult. I love the vibration plate. I do have one right here next to me. And that does soothe sometimes. But if you're, I noticed that if it's like a reactive lymph time, it can make you a little more sensitive. So be very careful with that. I love that you have an infrared sauna blanket. All of these things are great, especially right now. And you know, another thing, taking a little more time for yourselves is especially important right now as well. So, we're aware of what's going on, but we can work with the energy and we don't, and don't fight yourself. So my confession is this, you all know ice cream is my vibe. I mean, it's something from childhood. I never came away from, I admit it, you know, but I gave it up on, maybe 13 days ago for Lent and to see if I can do it. And I will tell you this, you know, that is my nerve soother, you know? And so it is an interesting time to be away from it. But I will also tell you to not ever give it up if you love it, because I actually am gaining weight instead of losing weight from giving it up. And so for whatever the reason, because it's my nerve soother, of course, you all know, and I'm sharing this with you because I really don't want, I want to discourage you from giving anything up that you love. So now that I'm in it, I have to carry it out for another month, but because I won't go against my word, but I will tell you this, try not to, if you have something that soothes you, this is the point. You can continue because, and I'm not telling you to go drink a gallon of booze or anything like that. No, nothing like that's going to hurt you. I'm just saying if it's something that you eat, that soothes you, that keeps you calm, you know, please allow yourself to do it. That was a big mistake on my part, especially now, as you can imagine, but I'm definitely encouraging you to stick with what you love, you know, all of you. And so, okay, now who has a question for me? Because I don't see any right now. Did I miss someone? I think I did. Who did I miss? I think it's the vibe of what calls to you, what you align with, and what you don't align with. You know, forcing ourselves to do things causes more stress. It causes, you know, just because or whatever it is, you know. So I'm kind of giving you all a little free ticket to ride and have good excuses during this cycle. Why not? All right, let's take a look at Lara. Oh, Kat, I'm having a hysterectomy probably in April for this fibroid. My doc agreed and two other docs. Let's take a look at it, okay? I'm not concerned about the planets, but I'm not. I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, let me just take a peek at you here, okay? I mean, honestly, the first word that comes to my mind is relief. I have to be honest. I've seen many women over the years go through this, and many take a different approach. And honestly, the women who, I've never heard anybody say, oh, I regret doing this so much, if that even helps you. But let's look at you specifically now. Excuse me, guys, for one sec. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, everyone says that, okay, good. I'm glad we agree on that. So Lara's saying everyone says that they regret not doing it sooner. Kat says that it could be managed sometimes with hormones and liver health. But the thing is, with hormones, that can be, depending on the individual, that can lead to other things. So I think that after fighting, if you're fighting it for years, or, you know, Lara's been going through so much over the year, the last couple of years that I'm aware of. But Kat, you're right. Some people can manage in different ways, you know. Some people, it just doesn't it doesn't work. So let's take a look at Lara now and see how she does. All right, here we go. I feel good about April or May when they're, because I'm not sensing an early April date specifically. I love the plan of it. I also love what I see. And I think you're going to be happier than you've been in a long time. And I genuinely mean that. Of course, I do believe you're going to feel like a new person. And I hope that helps. And believe me, there are always concerns with anything that we do. Honestly, and surgically, you know, all of these things, you have healing to go through. But I think you're going to be one of those people who regret it too, not doing it sooner. And Kat, I love your idea for some certain people that I think that's a very important thing also, that there are secondary options for people who really wouldn't benefit as well, or maybe have other challenges that they need to do other things. And that's really also very, very good. So, yeah, she's been almost a decade. And Lara, I'm only talking about a few years that that we've been discussing it. So I'm excited for you too. I really am. So she said it's been almost a decade. So yeah, it's time. And I love that. Thank you for loving this fuzzy pink microphone. Let me see. One should never endure suffering that long. Yeah, that's very, very true. It does take time. We could go both sides. I love paying attention to both sides of our healthcare, and we do need a combination of both, really. I'm definitely all for the mix. Keeping ourselves in check. I know some of you can see me and some of you can't right now, so just know that we are live. It's March 2nd. I have a lot of people writing and texting and saying they don't see me. So I am definitely here live today. So I'm sorry about that. I hope next week we can really get in and be together without these retrograde interruptions. Okay. Let me see who's next. We have a few more minutes, so who am I missing and who has a question for me? Michelle, I'm so glad you got in. I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you for that. Let me see who's next. Yeah, some people are writing and saying they can't see me, so they're on. For some reason, it's not coming through for all, so I am here. Let me see who's next. We definitely had some clarification that the universe is listening to us today. And I'm happy about that. Talk about repetitiveness. All right, let me just come back to the top and see if I missed a question, okay? And if you have any questions, go ahead and send. If not, I have another idea. And let's take a look. Okay, let's take a look for everybody. How about that? Why don't we check out the week and see if we can get some messages for everyone? I like that. Okay, here we go, guys. You are so welcome, Michelle. Thank you. Always. I think stretching ourselves, expanding ourselves in ways that we normally don't. Like, this is a great time in our lives, our personal lives, even through the retrograde, with the retrograde's help, of course, to try something that you don't have to feel obligated to permanently, whether it's to put your face out there, to put your gifts out there, to, it's almost like a soft launch of self. It may be just to try something different, like take a class for a night, go to a dance class or go to an exercise class or dabble a little bit. You know what I mean? So you don't feel obligated, because it is a retrograde. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're also allowed to try new things to see if it's going to, you know, and then when the retrograde is over, maybe you don't want to stay with that, but then you can go on to something new. And it's just really, really nice energy to do some of these things. And let me just take a look here. Let's see what the full moon's going to bring everybody. You know Virgo how it is, so. Oh yeah, taking charge of yourselves for sure. Also, really, really mending some family relationships this week as well. And really, truly believing in positive outcomes. It's so very important, because remember, we're absorbers. We are being heard. We are connecting. You are not alone in the universe. You have your higher power. You have your vertical connection to spirit. You are powerful instruments for yourselves and others. So use this, because I see a divine order for you all. I see where, so you're really going to land where you're meant to be. The Pisces energy is very, very strong. I have so many cups in the cards, but also I love that you can actually have an ability to get in touch with your feelings on a deep level and turning some of these disappointments into really, really good news and really positive things. And you know what? Also, you have so many kings this week. I pulled all four kings. So you know what that means. You really don't, you can't micromanage or control others. You can only have control over yourselves. And so shine your lights bright, go out in the world, really be there for your neighbor or your friend or your relative or your, and people coming back from the past. Don't forget to really clear up some of what's been, maybe those little old haunts, you know, I say haunting feelings or perhaps nagging feelings that you haven't been able to get rid of. I see so much of that going away for you. And I do believe you're going to have a great week. Okay. Don't be afraid, but be aware in the world. Pay attention to what's happening and tend to your own needs so you can help and tend to the needs of others. Okay. Kindness first. Lots of love to everyone. Thank you so much, Serena. Thank you so much for being my producer. Sorry about the little retrograde bleep, guys. I'll see you next week. Be well. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye now. Lots of love.